Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many times, a small business is born by accident, like when our next guest, for example, began making soap as a hobby. Tazima Brown is founder of Sunrise Artisan Bath and Body. She joins us by phone now from her store in Columbia's Five Points. Tazima, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Well, now tell me how all of this got started.
It started off as a hobby, and it was a way for me to de-stress. And when I first started, I remember I was in one of the local craft stores here, and they were having a 50% off sale after Christmas. And I saw this, how to make soap. And I thought, oh, that could be really cool, right? And so I bought it. I mean, it was 50% off, so I didn't spend a lot of money. And I made the soap, and it was horrible. I mean, it was like bathing with a brick. But something about it intrigued me so much that I just started doing more and more and more research, and the soaps got better and better and better. And then a good friend of mine suggested that I should seriously think about opening up a small business. And my first response was, are you nuts? Who am I to have a soap store? And really, literally, that's how I got started. It was not on my radar. It was just something that I really loved doing and still love doing.
And did you think about starting with e-commerce, or are you doing both?
So I am doing both. In the very beginning, I would do little vending shows that they had. And then I had a lot of friends that were also entrepreneurs who owned small businesses. They would let me put products in their store. And then I eventually created an online store, but I literally could not keep up with it. And my kitchen was turning into like this little mini soap factory. And that was starting to drive me nuts too, because it was like everywhere you looked, there was soap. So even though I thought opening up a business was crazy, it started making more and more sense because I came to terms with the fact that I was already doing it. And I didn't want my house to be that space. I needed somewhere else to go to. And hence, that's how the store started.
Well, walk us through what happened after you moved into the brick and mortar store and then started adding products. Walk us through the evolution.
What eventually started happening is that I started getting interested in other parts of that industry. So it went from soaps to now bath bombs, and then from bath bombs to lotions. And then shampoos, it just kept growing and it, you know, continues to grow. And so I'm just so intrigued with the art of creating products for the body. So there's always some idea that might pop into my head, or I might come across something and think, oh, wow, that's really cool. I want to, you know, do that.
And so is your business pretty much divided now between e-commerce and the brick and mortar store? Is one outperforming the other?
Obviously, my location makes a big difference, but the brick and mortar certainly outperforms at this point the e-commerce. But now I'm beginning to pay a lot more attention to e-commerce because the footprint is much bigger. So as an example, I've shipped soaps to like 15 different countries. I've had people that have come into the shop from another country, took products back with them, and then they end up ordering, or a family member orders. So the footprint is so much bigger. So the online store is probably going to surpass the brick and mortar over time.
And so do you suppose the next step then is to find an actual manufacturing, a production space?
That's the dream. I want to literally create a factory here. There's a lot of decisions coming down the pipeline for me, but that is a goal, and to be able to hire people in that facility.
Well, Tazima, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you so much again for having me as a guest.
Tazima Brown is founder of Sunrise Artisan Bath and Body, and she joined us by phone from her store in Columbia's Five Points. We will have a link to her business posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.